Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mdiwa Gavaza, and for today, we're talking about the intersection of artificial intelligence and health. And we're going to be chatting with the team from Discovery. That's a company that has never shied away, you know, from using technology, you know, for a big part of their operations. And for today, we're talking about how, you know, they are using you know, AI with you know, that integration for something that you know, they are calling your personal health pathways, and just getting a sense of what's going on. Joining us is Discovery Health CEO, that is Ron Whelan, and we're just going to get a sense of what's going on. Ron, greetings to you today.
It's great to be with you, Madeira. Thank you for hosting us.
Now, Ron is, this is not the first time that we've had Dr. Ron Whelan on the platform. We last spoke to him, I believe, must have been late 2023. I stand to be corrected. This was before you became CEO of Discovery Health. So happy to be, you know, reconnecting. When it comes to personal pathways, I've read, I've also consumed some video content, you know, around this stuff. And the immediate question that came to me, right, because, you know, full disclosure, I am a Discovery client and I have been so for a number of years. I'm trying to understand, where does personal health pathways begin and end versus where does vitality begin and end? Because at least from the outside, it was feeling as if there's... Some crossover, I think that's the word I'm just going to use. The goals, the personalization, you know, all of those, you know, different factors. I guess I'm putting on my consumer hat for now, and then you can just, you know, piece it together for us.
Well, firstly, it's great to hear that you're a Discovery Health Medical Scheme member. We're delighted to have you as a member of the scheme. And it, yeah, gives you a good insight into the way Discovery Health Medical Scheme works and, the way we think about you know, helping people become healthier over time. And Madhu, it's important to start out by saying that Discovery is a purpose-led organization, and our purpose is to make people healthier. Mm. We've been on that journey now for over 33 years. It founded in 1992, we're now 2025, and it's a 33-year journey. Mm. We're also a data-driven organization. Yeah. Yes, our founding team is a group of actuaries led by Adrian Gore, as you know. Yeah. And we pride ourselves on data analytics. And now with the advent of artificial intelligence, you know, we are fully embracing the potential for artificial intelligence. You take our purpose together with data, and you know, we think we've created something that is, you know, truly unique. We don't see personal health pathways across the world. It's a South Africa first. It's a world first. We're so proud of the technology that we've created here that we've actually patented the platform Personal Health Pathways together with the data science models and artificial intelligence that sits below the surface. In relation to your question around the overlap between vitality and personal health pathways, the first thing to say is that Personal Health Pathways is available to all adult members of the Discovery Health Medical Scheme.
Yeah.
That includes 2.1 million adults across the Discovery Health Medical Scheme. So everyone has access to personal health pathways. The second thing to say is that personal health pathways, like vitality, comes with rewards for completing actions. And you'll know the vitality model well. It rewards you for healthy behavior,
yeah,
and specifically physical activity and specifically completing your health checks. Where personal health pathways differs a little bit to vitality is what we've done is we've added in a set of health actions or clinical actions. So while, you know, vitality is always promoted physical activity, you know, personal health pathways includes specific health actions.
Yeah.
So for a guy like you and a guy like me, you know, we would have a specific healthcare needs and we would have specific physical activity needs. And what we do is we use the underlying data and the underlying data science and artificial intelligence to create specific actions for you and specific actions for me, both yep. health and physical activity actions. Complete your health actions, unlock a reward. Complete your physical activity actions, unlock a reward.
Yep.
So with it being available to all Discovery Health Medical Scheme members, the question then is to say, well, what happens if I'm a Vitality member as well? The answer to that is you get additional rewards and additional incentives. So Vitality comes on top of Personal Health Pathways.
Yeah.
It boosts your rewards. You get a wider range of rewards. You get more rewards. You're obviously incentivized through Vitality on your life insurance premiums as an example. Yeah. So if your Vitality status is higher across, if you're a diamond Vitality status or gold Vitality status, you see significant additional rewards. So the answer to your question around that is it's additional and boosted rewards if you're part of the Vitality ecosystem. But the two systems do run hand in hand and side by side. We think what will happen over time is that people will start to see the additional rewards and benefits of being associated with Vitality as well, and will likely then take up Vitality as an add-on.
One of the most interesting things to me about the pathways, the way that it's been structured, right, it answers, I guess, a question that has been had in a number of industries for a couple of years now. It's late 2022, ChatGPT comes onto the scene. A lot of people start talking about, AI. People that are tech-driven or in the tech industry are looking at this and saying, but guys, we've been doing AI for years now, right? But now it's almost brought to the fore. It's becoming mainstream. And now a lot of companies are sitting there and thinking to themselves, how do we, if we haven't already been making use of AI, firstly, what is this thing? And secondly, how do we make it work, in our operation? And this almost feels like, okay, we found a way that, okay, you can take a model, whatever the model is, whether that's large language or otherwise, maybe it's just a data-driven model. And we've said, okay, fine, let's ring fence people's health data, right? And then let's find a way that we can come up with either health advice, an incentive structure around staying healthy, around activity, that is driven, by AI in this respect here, in the same way that you might have a call center operation and you might ring fence customer data in that way to say, let's just make sure that just the data that pertains to customers and their queries sits here. And then we have tools that are able to help the call center staff to answer queries and that type of thing. It almost feels as if that's what's happened here. We found a way, we've got the model. Let's just ring fence people's data and find a way to, recommend certain actions. And then you almost personalize, that health journey, through that discovery ecosystem. Have I understood that, that part correctly?
There are a few important components to this. The first important thing to say is that, and I'm not sure whether you're aware of the statistic, but 30% of the world's data is generated in healthcare. Think about that for a second.
That I did not know.
This is a statistic published by Google recently. 30% of the world's data is in healthcare. It's an enormous amount of data in healthcare, and it really offers an opportunity to use that data in a more effective manner to improve lifespan and health span, and indeed improve the overall operating efficiencies of healthcare systems.
Yeah.
The challenge with those, the size of that data set, and in Discovery Health, we alone have 60 million life years of data. And our data includes claims data over the last 33 years. It includes Vitality data over more than 20 years. It includes pathology data, electronic health record data. It is an enormous data set, and it comes in all sorts of structures and formats. And now the challenge on healthcare data, and indeed across the Discovery Health data set, is that you need sophisticated machines to analyze this data. With the advent now and the rapid development of artificial intelligence, we've now got to a point where you're able to use various data sets, various levels of structures across those data sets, deploy machine learning models and artificial intelligence across those data sets and find patterns and trends that you had never been able to see before. Never been able to see these patterns and trends before. And that's what we've done. And you're right in saying that there have been, data science has been in existence for several years. Machine learning has been in existence here for several years. Yeah, but with the advent of generative AI and large language models, we're now in a different realm where we can analyze these data, this data, and find new patterns and trends. So I like to think about it, Madiwa, as if you compare what we've done to the navigational apps like a Waze or a Google Maps, there are many of them available. If you're traveling from point A to point B, like your trip into the Discovery office today, you will plug in your destination and the navigation app will give you the shortest and fastest route.
Yeah.
And in determining that route, it'll determine where there are potholes and roadblocks and traffic lights that are out of order, where there are traffic jams. And you know, we've done the same thing across personal health pathways, is we've determined the most efficient route to the best possible health outcome. And that route adapts and molds as your journey begins to evolve, because we recognize that your life journey is not static. It's dynamic. So your personal health pathway adapts and molds. So the artificial intelligence not only determines the appropriate journey and route to take, but it also updates on an instantaneous basis and adapts your journey. And that's the real magic around building an artificial intelligence platform, is both the optimization and the dynamic nature in which you're able to update these pathways. And then, of course, Madhu, and a very important point, is every single Discovery Health Medical Scheme member has their own individualized personal health pathway. So my pathway will be entirely different to your pathway.
Yep.
And your pathway will be different to all of your family and all of your friends and all of your colleagues. So it's optimized towards the best outcome for you and then dynamically changes and adapts over time.
Well, firstly, I wish I had put in this destination, which is the Discovery Building, into GPS before I came here. It would have helped me to avoid a certain roadblock. But I like that analogy. I think it helps people to, encapsulate in their heads what's happening with these pathways. And I'm seeing the benefit, of course, from a consumer point of view. You know, something happens in your life and there's a health event, or you go for a health check, and depending on what's happening there, there's a course of action that is either prescribed or that is suggested. Go see your doctor, maybe one of your levels are up or down, all of that stuff. Or maybe we suggest get a little bit more active, because of A, B, C, and D. That makes sense. One of the things I'm curious about is from a Discovery Health point of view, right, on the back end, strategically, how is this helping, how is this helping you guys? Whether it's enriching your data or helping to clean the data, like what's happening in the background? What's the benefit for you guys?
Well, I think you understand the science behind the platform, and the platform is built on data science, clinical science, and actuarial science. So it's a science-based platform. The data science, clinical science, and actuarial science are all equally important and equally relevant here. And what we've been able to prove through the data science, clinical science, and actuarial science, through what we call causal inference modeling, is we've been able to determine the extent to which any particular action results in a better health outcome and the extent of that health outcome improvement. And we specifically measure mortality. So we're able to determine if it's a physical activity action or the completion of a health action, the extent to which that'll improve mortality across that particular individual. I mean, that's remarkable in itself. And because it's a causal inference model, it gives you a direct reference to the scale of the impact. And what we find through the causal inference modeling and the studies we've done, and we've done this analysis over several thousand people, we found that forming good habits across your completing your health actions and forming good habits in improving your physical activity habits can reduce mortality rate by 16 to 18%. Think about that. That's for a second.
Good. Yeah.
You reduce your mortality rates by between 16 and 18% through the completion of these recommended actions. That's not only personalization, but that's precision. And yeah, so we're on a journey towards both precision and personalization, give you the precise action to get the best possible health outcome at the time. So that's your one lens to put on it, is improve mortality rates and improve your overall health care over time. The second part of the analysis that is equally important from a medical scheme sustainability perspective as well as an affordability perspective for medical schemes is that we know the health cost-saving impact of any particular action, whether it's completing a health action or a physical activity action. So we're able to determine, once again, based on the causal inference modeling, the extent to which the completion of any action by any particular individual will result in a long-term reduction in healthcare costs. Mm. And I think you would agree with me, Madhu, and none of us want to end up in hospital.
Yeah.
A hospital is not a good place to be, and the extent to which we're able to reduce hospital admissions and reduce costs, that's in the interest of the member, that's also in the interest of the scheme. And what we found through that causal inferencing model is that personal health pathways through the completion of clinical actions and physical activity actions can reduce long-term healthcare costs that we measure on a hospitalization basis by between 13 and 16%. And I think you would agree with me, Madhu, if I said to you, if we're able to bring healthcare costs down by 13 to 16%, it means lower medical scheme contributions. Mm-hmm. And we would all want lower medical scheme contributions. So we're on a journey to make the healthcare system more efficient with better outcomes. And I think that's a wonderful place to be. And we would not have been able to achieve this were it not for the evolving technology around artificial intelligence, were it not for the investment we've made in the Personal Health Pathways platform.
You know, one of the most interesting things hearing you talking about that, because unfortunately, you know, we've run out of time, so only I have time for maybe one more thing from you, is that there's so many different ways in which health companies are making use of technology, right? You guys have always been data-driven. I think a lot of the insights that I've ever seen about the use of behavioral economics and all of that stuff at Discovery is quite well entrenched. When it comes to, I guess, technology in health, we often think about, you know, the likes of Edward Health Sciences, robotics, and, you know, that type of thing, and remote surgeries and all that. But this is a huge element, you know, what you're talking about around that. And maybe that's where we can end off today's discussion, is to say, if we just zoom out a little bit, today we've spent a lot of time talking about how Discovery is making use of AI when it comes to the pathways. When you zoom out, what are some of the other applications of AI that you've seen, you know, either specifically around medical schemes or just the broader, you know, healthcare sector, and how AI is being used?
It's a wonderful question, Madhiwa. We have a very focused and deliberate strategy framed around what we call precision and personalization. So our strategy as Discovery Health is a journey towards making healthcare more precise and personalized. But beyond making healthcare more precise and personalized, we're seeking to make our service more precise and personalized. And what I mean by that is that our service interactions with you can be much more precise. So, for example, we have some data science models that help route you into the most appropriate service channel across our call center or our digital ecosystem. So Madhiwa has a particular topic that he wants to discuss. This is the routing into that topic. And not only do we have what we call topic models, we also have what we call sentiment models. We know that Madhiwa has a particular profile and a particular preference, and we try and match Madhiwa with an agent he's likely to have the greatest affinity with. Think about that for a second. So suddenly you feel like you're getting along with one of the service agents. You're not quite sure how that that happened. That's our data science acting in a precise and personalized manner to give you the best possible service experience. So precision and personalization allows us to give much more precise service and much more personalized service as well. So the data and artificial intelligence works at a service level as well as a healthcare level. At a healthcare level, precision and personalization means that we'll put you into the right pathway and the right journey. And I think we would all agree we want more efficient journeys through healthcare. You want to go to the right doctor at the right time for the right condition. You want to start the right treatment at the right time for the appropriate condition. You don't want to be testing and learning. Testing and learning is a waste of your time, is a waste of resources across your medical scheme expenditure, and also puts people at risk. Because if you're going for unnecessary procedures, you're going for unnecessary medicine, it means that there are patient safety risks. So we make our service more precise and personalized, and we make healthcare more precise and personalized. And we think as Discovery Health, we're in a unique position to achieve this in that we have data across the spectrum, including out-of-hospital data, in-hospital data, and lifestyle data. So we're able to support Discovery Health medical scheme members in a very comprehensive manner, but also a very precise and personalized manner, so that you don't have to struggle to navigate what's a very complex ecosystem. And healthcare, unfortunately, is complex. And the extent to which we're able to make it simpler and easier to navigate is already a huge value add for Discovery Health medical scheme members.
All right. So that's how we learned today's conversation. It has been good just talking to Ron about what's going on in the world of Discovery Health. More importantly, how the company is making use of artificial intelligence to increase and fast track their overall goal of, personalized healthcare and precision. That's what he was talking about. He says they've been on that journey for a long time, and something like AI is geared towards helping them in that particular respect even more. Talking about the different pathways, I like the analogy of Google Maps, Waze, any of the navigation software, because we're all on a different journey in life and in our health. And, depending on what's happening in your life, health events, injuries, anything that can pop up, it determines where you then end up going. And there's millions of ways in which the branch can go. We might all start off together, but where we end up is completely different. So that's been it. We were in conversation with Ron Whedon. He is the CEO of Discovery Health. Ron, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Madiba.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter. We're #BDSpotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.